Manu Patra alerts dated the 8th of June 2020. Supreme Court has observed that in cases governed by Article 113 of the Limitation Act, 1963, the period of limitation begins to run when the right to sue accrues and not when the right to sue first accrues. Supreme Court has issued notice on a habeas corpus petition filed against the government of Jammu and Kashmir's detention order of Professor Saifuddin Sooz, who has been under house arrest since the 5th of August, 2019. Supreme Court has issued notice in a plea seeking for a transfer of investigation from the state police to the Central Bureau of Investigation into the mysterious death of Vikrant Nagaij, a third-year student at National Law University, Jodhpur, in August 2017. Delhi High Court has issued notice to Delhi government in a plea asking the court to set aside Delhi government's decision to not test individuals who are asymptomatic, that is, who do not show symptoms of the COVID-19 infection. Karnataka High Court has said that illegal migrants impose pressure on citizens and pose a security threat to the nation, while laying down elaborate guidelines for dealing with the detention of illegal migrants under the Foreigners Act, 1946. Kerala High Court has observed that Human Rights Commission, HRC, cannot decide any dispute which arises out of an exercise of statutory powers and duties. Punjab and Haryana High Court has held that if a mobile phone number is used for commission of an offence, its registered owner cannot shirk off his liability by simply claiming that the phone was used by someone else. Jammu and Kashmir High Court has asserted that the availability of e-connectivity to the courts is an issue of ensuring access to justice to the citizens. Himachal Pradesh High Court has reiterated that bail is not to be withheld as a mode of punishment because guilt of an accused is established only at conclusion of trial. Supreme Court has asked the centre whether a direction could be passed to cap the cost of treating COVID-19 patients in private hospitals and if a certain percentage could be treated free in these hospitals, as also charitable ones that got land free. Supreme Court has asked all state governments to complete the process of transporting migrants within 15 days. Delhi High Court has directed Aam Aadmi Party government to give details of steps taken to renew registration of about 5 lakh construction workers. Delhi High Court has rejected a public interest litigation seeking to challenge the decision of the central government to set minimum fare for air travel. Delhi High Court has allowed 3 Saudi nationals, related to the Tablighi Jamaat event, who had moved a plea before the court, to get quarantined in the Hyatt Hotel of Delhi. Bombay High Court has directed a man to pay monthly maintenance to his ex-wife, holding that she is entitled to maintenance even if she runs a business and has her own source of income. Bombay High Court has directed the Municipal Corporation of Greater Mumbai, MCGM, to maintain status quo with regard to its order for requisition of some redeveloped buildings as quarantine centres. Bombay High Court has directed the Municipal Corporation of Greater Mumbai to grant permission to World of Wines, a liquor store which is located inside a mall at Nariman Point, to operate as a standalone liquor shop and effect home delivery of liquor as per the corporation's guidelines. Allahabad High Court has directed the police authorities in the state to take appropriate legal action against a man who was accused of abusing a Safai Kamchari and threatening to harm her family. Karnataka High Court has held that when a written complaint is clause A of subsection 1, of section 190 of the Criminal Procedure Code, 1973 is filed and when the complainant is represented by the advocate, the court cannot insist upon presence of complainant at the time of filing of the complaint. Karnataka High Court has extended the operation of all the interim orders passed by it or the subordinate courts and tribunals that are due to expire within a span of 1 month, till the 6th of July, 2020. Karnataka High Court has held that family courts cannot insist on the personal presence of parties at the time of presenting petitions before the family courts if they are represented by advocates acting as their authorized agent. Uttarakhand High Court has issued notices to the state government and the Union of India on a public interest litigation seeking action against State Tourism Minister Satpal Maharaj for disobeying the order for home quarantine affixed outside his house in Dehradun. Kerala High Court has observed that the act of forcing another person to sign on blank papers does not amount to making a false document punishable under Section 468 of Indian Penal Code, 1860. Patna High Court has stayed the order of a district magistrate directing registration of first information report and initiation of departmental proceeding against a doctor who recommended home quarantine to an asymptomatic COVID-19 suspect. National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, Chennai has held that the central government's decision to enhance the minimum threshold for the initiation of corporate insolvency resolution proceedings, CIRP, is prospective in nature. Washington Supreme Court has issued a statement condemning the injustices against Black Americans by the justice systems of the United States of America and has urged the legal community to reflect on the moment and act together in a bid to eradicate racism.